What do we have then, actually, as sources? What materials can we turn to? Well, the oldest materials are the Pauline and Catholic epistles. Now, this material dates from between 49, when Paul left the East, left the Jerusalem conference in 49 that is reported to us in a work called the Acts of the Apostles, and began his ministry, his sort of missionary work, if you like, in the Eastern Mediterranean, down to 62 when Paul was executed at Rome. So we have a body of epistolary material that dates from, we can date it pretty securely, between 49 and 62. Now, in this material, we can begin to see for the first time an attempt to systematize teaching and an attempt to create an official version of the past, to say, here is how we will remember the past, and here are the things that we teach. There's also, however, evidence of controversy. Paul, if we think of, for example, his first letter to the Corinthians, he starts off, so I'm delighted to hear from you, and I'm so glad you're praying for me, and I'm going to pray for you as well now. I have one or two things to talk to you about. And he let him have it, because there were controversies about teachings and about authority in the church of Corinth. So whatever we may say about the materials that survived from this epistolary period, there were contests, there were controversies. The Gospels, that is to say, the more or less biographical accounts of the life of Christ, we'll have more to say about those books in a few minutes, these are written between the 60s and the late 80s, possibly even the early 90s. So again, we're moving on another half generation to a generation past the epistolary material. But even where these Gospels are concerned, there are puzzles. Mark is universally agreed by biblical scholars to be the oldest surviving Gospel. Probably dates from around 65. I mean, don't take that date to the bank, but that's a pretty good rough date. Now, a second century writer, utterly forgettable in other respects, a person by the name of Papias, once said, Matthew wrote the oracles in Hebrew. What on earth does that mean? No such text survives. It is possible, however, of course, that Matthew prepared some kind of a book in Aramaic, the language that he would have spoken, that Jesus would have spoken, indeed the language spoken in the Palestine of the first century A.D. And then it is possible, because we only have Matthew's gospel in its Greek version, that he, having written something in Aramaic, which Papias took to be Hebrew, Aramaic is a patois of Hebrew, or actually a related Semitic language to Hebrew, maybe then that Matthew revised his original text in Greek in light of Mark's account. That's an entirely possible reconstruction. But it just, and I mention that really just to point to the puzzles that exist surrounding these books. Now, the Gospels offer us a series of a very interesting but also sometimes conflicting pictures. For example, only Matthew and Luke have the infancy narrative, the account of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. And yet there, you know, go take the text off the shelf and have a look. See which one has the star in it, for example, doesn't appear in both. The accounts are really quite different. The version, for example, of the Christmas story that most people have in mind is a composite of the two accounts. Matthew's is the most Jewish of the Gospels. It's the one that begins with the long narration of Jesus' genealogy, all the begats. Begat, 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 begat. Well, that's not so unlike, for example, the kind of thing one meets in Genesis, where when a new figure is introduced, we get all the begats. We have to know who this person is. We have to know who his people are. John, for example, offers a great deal less narration. His focus is more on doctrine. His focus is on basic teachings. So these Gospels differ a great deal from one another. So they're not only late, but they're complicated also as texts, as literary productions. Viewed in that guise, scholars have for a very long time discussed the synoptic problem. Synoptic, what you can see with one eye, what you can see together. The synoptic problem is a name for the way we understand the literary relationship among the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The Gospel of John has always been understood to be a different kind of document. As I mentioned a moment ago, it takes a much more doctrinal, we might almost say later, theological point of view than a biographical one. Now, concretely, the synoptic problem looks like this. Of the 661 verses in Mark's Gospel, more than 600 appear in Matthew. and about 350 of them appear in Luke.